This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Protesters across Egypt are demanding an end to military rule, and they say they no longer want anyone connected to former President Hosni Mubarak's regime in power. But an Egyptian high court recently gave a green light to hundreds of former members of Mr. Mubarak's outlawed ruling party to run for parliament. With elections scheduled to begin next week, critics worry that people connected to that era have the money and connections to win. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports.
A campaign event like this backgammon tournament, run by an anti-regime blogger in the Mubarak stronghold of Heliopolis, would have been unthinkable even a year ago. Mahmoud Salem exudes the confidence of a candidate who believes he can win. Still, Salem faces tough competition from members of the former ruling National Democratic Party, better known as the NDP, who are also running for his seat.
I think right from the beginning of the revolution, they should have not been allowed to run.
Gamal Eid heads the Arab Network for Human Rights Information, a liberal advocacy group.
Tunis خدوا قرار بإبعاد الأعضاء هذا الحزب اللي أفسدوا.
He says officials in Tunisia made the right decision in banning members of the former ruling party from standing in elections there last month. He criticizes the ruling generals for not doing the same here.
كان الواجب إبعادهم عن الترشح.
Eid adds it's not about revenge, but to protect Egypt's fledgling democracy from the Falul, or remnants as they are called. Eid argues there's no room in an elected government for former members of a party who for decades engaged in fraud and graft. Many activists here launched websites to help identify them. Others filed lawsuits to try and block them from running. Exactly how many former NDP members are running is unknown. Some of the former members have started their own political parties, but most are running for nearly a third of the seats that have been designated for independent candidates. Amr Darag heads the Giza branch of the Muslim Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party, which is expected to be the big winner in the upcoming parliamentary elections. He predicts former NDP members will win enough seats to cause trouble.
We believe that what they are targeting is to secure something like one-third or more than one-third of the seats to make sure that they stop anything positive in the parliament by preventing the two-third majority to take place. Okay, I believe this is their strategy because I'm sure they are also sure that they can never achieve majority.
That obstructionist strategy is one the Brotherhood employed several years back when its supporters held one of every five seats in parliament. Nevertheless, Darag and many others here say that not every former ruling party member should be banned from serving in government.
Many people just joined the party because it was the ruling party, but they did not actively participate in ruining the political life.
Historian Mahmoud Sabit says officials here may have a more practical motive for allowing former NDP members to run.
Well, I think they're facing what the Eisenhower administration had to face in occupied Germany. Do you use the former Nazis who were running the show in the interim? Because they're the only ones who could administer anything.
Former NDP member Yumn El-Hamaki agrees. She is an economics professor at Ain Shams University in Cairo, who was an appointed member of the upper house of parliament for more than 10 years. Hamaki, who says she is forming a political party that will focus on creating more jobs for young Egyptians, wants to see corrupt former party members who broke the law prosecuted.
Why? Because, not every person in the NDP is corrupted or has been used to boost the system.
The ruling generals this week tried reassuring protesters that a law is in place to make sure wrongdoers are prosecuted even if they end up elected to parliament. At a news conference Thursday, General Mamdouh Shaheen says they've assigned that task to the public prosecutor and that anyone charged will be tried in criminal court. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.